Listen to this. The Sports Call Podcast is brought to you by Pepsi. If you ever miss Sports Call Live, or if you want to hear something again, make sure you go back and listen to our show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy an ice cold Pepsi to go along with the hottest sports talk, Pepsi. That's what I like. Hope everybody's doing well on this Monday afternoon. My name is JJ Jackson. I've got Tom Peavy, Brooks Childress, and Bill Bailey on today's program with me in Tyner Studios here on South College Street. Very special guest is going to join us now on today's show. It's an Auburn basketball great. It's Chris Porter joining us on our Auburn Bank phone line. CP, we appreciate the time. How are things?
Things are going great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. We're glad we were able to get connected with you. A lot of basketball talk over the past few weeks as we've been kind of going through this pandemic and not having a whole lot of sports to talk about. A lot of head-to-head matchups from the great Auburn basketball teams that we'll get to in just a little bit. But we want to spend some time to catch up with you. And Chris, we'll start with this. As you look back on your Auburn career and back to even your days as a high school student at Abbeville, what made you choose Auburn as your college destination?
My father took me to an Auburn basketball game once. I want to say they played LSU. Shaq might have been playing there then. And I went to Auburn, man. I was a fan ever since.
Who was recruiting you at that time, Chris? What were some of those first relationships that you had that really want you to be an Auburn Tiger?
I want to say it was Coach Harris. He was recruiting me. Coach Harris, you know, and Jacob Reitner. They all was, you know, recruiting me to come to Auburn. But I was already an Auburn fan, so I made it easy for them, shall I say.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Talk about that jump. You talk about, you know, your days at Abbeville. You know, I think state champ there as well. But what's it like to go from small town to Auburn, which is in itself a small town? But was the speed of the game? You know, people talk about that all the time. How different was it?
It really went. I adjusted well. You know, the knowledge of the game is just. I love the game of basketball, and I always play with high energy. So, I mean, the transition was pretty good for me. You know, competition just got better, but, you know, we had a great team ourselves. So, we was ranked amongst, you know, the top guys in the country.
Yeah, and Cliff Ellis was always one of those guys that he would push and get the best out of you, as always.
Oh, I always did. He always pushed us to our max. You know, he wanted, you know, the best performance we could give, you know.
What made that 98-99 team so good, Chris?
Man, we just had good chemistry, man. Everybody got along with each other, man, and it wasn't no self. Everybody wanted to see each other excel. So, I mean, whoever had a high hand, we would just give them the ball. It didn't matter. I mean, we played well together and enjoyed the run. You know, it was great, man. Everybody got along well. Everybody supported one another. And that's what you got to have a winning championship team. You got to be a family. Everybody got to be for each other. And that's what we were. We was all in it together.
Yeah, I mean, you hear nowadays it's about, you know, how many teams can get that 5 stars. Well, if they don't click, I mean, we've seen Kentucky teams that have nothing but 5 stars on them. If they don't click, they don't click. When I look at that team on 98, I mean, I loved not only could you guys shoot, could you play well together. You had defense, and for me, that's when, you know, I heard the argument about 98 and 2018. That's what separates for me those two teams a lot is the defense that you guys had, because you guys had it inside out.
Yes, definitely. Defense is definitely a key to winning a championship. I mean, sometimes you might not be able to score the ball, but if you can stop the other team from scoring, that's big. But and it made it a little bit easier having Mamadou down at 7 foot. So, you know, if anybody did get by, you know, we knew we had Mamadou behind us, you know. But and a great shot blocker, so that kind of helped out a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, and Chris, you know, a couple of these guys here in the studio were too young to remember that team. I was in school at Auburn at the time, was, you know, there all the time, either in the student section or working with the newspaper. And I said that whenever you compare those teams head-to-head, Mamadou Njie would have been the difference maker, because the 2018 team, and nothing wrong with those teams, that team was great, but – they didn't have a Mamadou Njie, and he would be the difference maker if you went head to head with those two teams. Do you agree?
Yeah, I definitely would. I mean, you know, if I have a Mamadou 7 foot that can run and, you know, protect the basket and score run, it is definitely a positive, you know. And that's how we've always played inside out anyway. So.
Right.
And that just made it, you know, that much more, that would have made us that much more better.
Well, Chris, kind of looking back on that 98-99 team, I've got a lot of great memories from watching that team. What is. what is probably your greatest memory? I mean, everybody talks about your dunk against LSU that got all got all over ESPN and everything, or even the Ole Miss game where I, you know, I thought the Coliseum was about to fall apart when Bryce Smith does the reverse dunk.
Yeah.
What was your favorite memory of that season?
I mean, my favorite memory, I guess, would be just winning the SEC regular season. I mean, that was big for the school and for us as well. I mean, I don't think we had ever won a regular season before in a while, if it has been. So just making memories, making milestones, just for the team and for ourselves. It was great, man. I enjoyed every minute of it. But just definitely winning the SEC regular season was something I remember well.
Now, do people still bring up that dunk against LSU?
I still hear about that dunk. I still hear about that dunk. Everybody, if they remember Chris Paul, they definitely remember the LSU dunk.
They remember the LSU, and for the younger guys here, for anybody out there listening against LSU, you caught a rebound. There was a shot from the outside, hits back iron, and you come through the middle of the lane and catch it back behind, almost at your feet. Just so incredible acrobatic dunk that you made that was all over ESPN Sports Center top 10.
And
the thing is, the crowd, I think it shocked the crowd. You didn't get the huge crowd reaction because I think everybody was just stunned at what you just did.
It did take a minute before everybody realized I had knocked the ball. Yeah. But once they seen it, they was like, wow.
It was like, that just happened.
Exactly.
Because when you think back about that season, you said regular season champs, you know, you guys unfortunately fell to Kentucky in the championship game of the SEC tournament. How much fuel was that for you guys going forward into March Madness? Because obviously everyone knew, okay, this is a great team. I think only a couple conference losses that year. You know, they didn't win the SEC championship, but there's still someone to reckon with. How did you guys prepare for the tournament after something like that?
I mean, that loss kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. So, you know, we didn't, you know, once you get to the tournament, it's one and done. So we just came out ready to go. And just, you know, whoever was in front of us, we was going to try to take them out. Unfortunately, Ohio State had our number that year. I actually fouled out that game, too, so that didn't help. But, but we had a great run, man. It was fun. Made it to the Sweet 16, and like I said, we lost to Ohio State. Yeah.
Michael Redd and Scoonie Penn on that Ohio State team. Yeah, man.
It's Chris Porter, the Auburn basketball legend, that's joining us here on a Monday edition of Sports Call. And, Chris, as we said, we got kind of connected through this debate between that 2018-19 Auburn basketball team and the 98-99. We've heard you talk about your team a good bit. What impressed you most watching that team 20 years later make their Final Four run?
It was very impressive. They had a great team. I'm glad of the thing that Coach Pearl, you know, with the guys he brought in, and they pretty much did the same thing. They bought into his system, and they played together well, great team defense, and they shot the ball. I mean, it's very unselfish. You know, whoever has the hot hand, they don't mind getting to him, letting him shoot, because it makes everybody look good. And, you know, they got a very impressive team to make that beat up a run.
Chris, has there been a player since you left Auburn that has suited up for the Tigers that you sit there and watch him play basketball that kind of reminds you of yourself?
That's a hard one, now, buddy. but they've had a lot of great players come through there, man. And like I said, they got great guys, man. There's a lot of talent that's come through. But to remind me of myself, I haven't seen one. I haven't seen a Chris Porter out there again.
Chris, I can answer that question for JJ. No, Auburn has not had a player that is like you, Chris.
Not that dynamic.
No, not even close. Chris, you were like in an entire league of your own with just what you did on the floor, and Auburn has not had that since. Chris, I also wanted to mention about that team. We hadn't even talked about some of the other guys that come off the bench, you know, Chilius, Fishback, you know, some of those guys. Do you still keep in touch with a lot of these guys? I mean,
we still stay in contact. Like, we still have annual things where we come back to Auburn during football season. Guys come in, some guys. But for the most part, we still talk. I talk with Doc, Fishback.
What have you been up to these days, guys. Chris?
Me, working. That's it. Taking it easy. Been off, finished playing ball now for about 3 years, so I'm giving these knees and legs a little rest.
How tough was it to hang up the J's, Chris?
Man, it was tough, I must say. You know, my body only can go for so long, but it was tough, man. I still love the game of basketball. I'm pretty sure I'll be back around here soon, but I just needed a break. from, you know, playing professionally 16 years nonstop, only about 2 months out of the year. I had a break, so, but yeah.
Do you try to sneak in on some rec games at all every once in a while? Or
No.
You stay out. City's trying to give the knees a break there, Bill.
Yeah, well, you go to rec. Hey, man, if you go to the rec, you got 60-year-old guys just sitting there in one spot, and they just shoot from that same spot. You can go to
That's what I'm going to do.
you can go down to Frank Brown, and you got five guys, and they all got their own spot on the court, and they're not moving.
Yeah. I'm with you. But yeah, that'll be me. I'll be in one spot.
Talking with Chris Porter here on Sports Call on this Monday and reliving some great memories from his playing days back for the Auburn Tigers. How far do you think Bruce Pearl can take this Auburn basketball program, Chris? They've knocked down the door into the Final Four. What's next?
So winning a championship. I believe he can do it. I believe I have faith in him. And the organization that he has and the kids that he has there, the recruits he's bringing in, they got a great chance. You know, they put in the work. They can do it. I believe it.
Does when you look at the Auburn, especially when you look at the fan base now, is it amazing to you to think back and go, just think about all the support that has been generated really by Bruce Pearl since he's gotten here, and it's been able to sustain. I mean, like I said, Cliff Ellis had some good teams. There were some good teams. Right. He obviously had some great teams as well, but basketball was always in the back of everyone's mind, football up front.
True.
Now you have football and basketball kind of on par.
Right. That's great for Auburn itself, you know, to have so many good things going on for the school, man, at least to the university itself. It's a true blessing to see that happening, man, and the fan support is always great. Like, I mean, we had great fan support when I was there. Like you said, I don't think the football team had a good season that couple years I was there, but they did.
Yeah, they did.
So they kind of made it a little bit more exciting for us with basketball in the forefront during that time. So,
with that being like said, sorry to cut you off. With that being said, Chris, talking about those Auburn football teams, were there any football players on Auburn's team that those years that maybe would come into the gym and try to play with you guys that kind of surprised you? Like, man, this guy can actually hoop a little bit.
No, we didn't get a chance to play with any of the football guys. No, that we never got a chance to.
Talking with Chris Porter here on Sports Call today. All right, let's have some fun questions for you, Chris, before we let you go. Again, you've been far too kind with your time here. Do you have any pregame superstitions that might surprise some people?
No, pregame superstition, no, I didn't. No. No superstition, but just a couple of things. I always like to take an ice bath to get my legs ready before we play at home. So, I mean, but no superstition. That was something I always did.
Chris, every time you went up and you tried to dunk, how much were you trying to rip the rim off the backboard?
Every time I tried to rip the rim off.
What was your vertical actually listed at?
However high the ball go. That's my vertical.
That's the best vertical to have ever.
Chris, out of all the dunks and everything that you had, was there one particular one that you kind of sat back and you were like, holy crap, I can't believe I just did that?
It would have to be the LSU dunk.
The LSU dunk.
Yeah, it would definitely be the LSU dunk.
I wanna go back to what JJ said too in terms of superstition. You might not have any superstitions. Do you have any hype music? Do you remember what you listened to back then?
No, we listened to all kind of music. We actually had a nice little system set up in the locker room, so we listened to all kind of just hype music. Nothing just one that sticks out before a game. I play every game, nothing like that.
Was it any of Coach? Did Cliff Ellis have any of his music playing in the locker room?
Yeah, he didn't sing, did he?
No, he didn't sing.
I figured you had Cliff Ellis and his little band playing over the loudspeakers for y'all.
I don't know how motivating that would have been.
All right, Chris, so before we let you go, we've been talking 99 versus 2019. What's the spread? What's the point spread, do you think, if your teams would have matched up? We got to put you on the spot once and for all.
We'd have beat them by 10 at least.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
I agree.
I like the double digits.
The confidence there. Chris, listen, we really do appreciate the time. We'll have to do this again sometime soon, all right?
All right, no problem at all.